Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to talk to you about the week of November 10th through the 17th. We survived the election. Yay. I know it was shocking to most people, I say we carry forward and we think good thoughts about everything in motion. And I don't really want to talk about politics for a while. I need a break. So I wanted to look at what's happening in this week ahead. We have a couple different things going on. First of all, we have Venus moving into Capricorn on Friday the 11th. Now, you know, when Venus takes up new territory, we start to get a new flavor, a new twist, a new focus on our love life or on our income interests. Because her main themes are love and money. We also start to get kind of a new vibe around women and what's going on with beauty themes in the world. So, you know, our decorating and our art and our beautifying of our space and ourselves and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, in Capricorn, she's going to start there on November 11th and she's going to tour there until December 6th. Giving us almost a month of time with her there. And Capricorn is the sign of ambition, and it is where we really get serious about what we want and what we don't want, you know. It's ruled by Saturn, so there's like, you know, some serious bottom line to what's going on here. So if it's not working for you, you're probably going to draw a line in the sand, and if you're feeling like you need more, you're going to go for it, you know. You're going to muster up that leadership energy about it. So it is a really good time to seek long-term commitments in these areas. Excuse me, I'm still battling with my cough. It is a good time to mark endings. It's a good time to submit things or structure things so they support you long-term. It can be a really good time to deal with higher-up people that might be able to some way. So you do want to expect to see that, you know, we've been in this kind of growth expansion phase. And this is going to kind of focus us in, hone us in on the realities of where we are with love and income and beauty and women and get us serious about what we want and help us, you know, push that forward. So you guys may have some, you know, energy around that on Friday as this starts to take hold. Like I said, it'll be a theme for weeks ahead. Next, we have Mercury the very next day on Saturday the 12th. Entering into Sagittarius. Now, where Mercury goes, so goes our mind. So goes, you know, all we're thinking about or talking about are our plans and strategies and our talks and meetings and our focus on agreements and sales and writing and interviews and, you know, offers and decisions. So it's all the mental process, right? And in Sagittarius, it is going to, you know, that's kind of the expansive zone. It rules the places of the higher mind, things that can expand our mind. So this means that from November 12th until December 2nd, now this one's going to go by a little quicker, but it is going to help us get into those talks and meetings and make those choices about legal matters, about educational pursuits, about weddings, about travel or people at a distance or import-export or foreign interests, about media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, about religion and about politics. So, you know, all of those great expensive arenas, we are really going to be thinking more about this stuff and getting into way more interaction with people about it. Now, when we look at this week ahead, obviously, on Saturday, when the energy takes hold, we might find that we're in there, you know, meeting somebody or writing it up or signing it or, you know, making our plan about it. Go ahead, we're going to have some very active time frames here with it. Tuesday, Mercury is going to come from this position with one of those themes and form an opportunity aspect to Mars. And so because Mars is involved with this, when I was writing the weekly for you guys, I did say that this may show up Monday as well, because Mars is our energy that likes to arrive early on the scene. Definitely Tuesday, you want to circle this day. This is an opportune talk or meeting or offer, sale, agreement, interview, writing, decision about that legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, travel, foreign, religious, political theme. And with Mars, it means we can see action here within a group dynamic or at a gathering, events or parties that we're planning or that we're attending, anything we're doing with friends or associates or online or via astrology or charities or social networking. So really powerful, positive days to kind of get in there and move this stuff forward. And then we hit the challenging energy at the end of the week, in this week ahead. So this would be Thursday the 17th into Friday the 18th. I don't usually talk about, you know, outside of the Thursday to Thursday, but this will overlap. So Thursday through Friday the 17th through 18th, Mercury then again communicating about this stuff is going to square Neptune. So then we meet up with the confusion or the fog or the disillusionment or some kind of thing going on behind closed doors or with, you know, hidden agendas or some of the themes possibly that Neptune rules. So you might be dealing with healing or addictions or hospitals or research or investigations on those days. Or you might be dealing with something going on with the romance or the spirituality or the artistic pursuit as well. So, you know, we're busy. We're busy, busy, busy. And just, you know, keep in mind, I know nobody ever wants me to talk about the challenging stuff, but sometimes the challenging aspects are just because you're pushing something yourself harder on those days. Doesn't mean that some roadblock is thrown in front of you. Sometimes it does, you know. You'll see as it comes along. But just as equally, it can be about you just really pushing for something. I hate this cough. I'm sorry, you guys. I know it's so annoying. So that's it with our Mercury energy in this week ahead. And then the other main focus for this week is that we are building to this full moon that is building and building on Sunday the 13th and peaking on Monday the 14th early. So either day, I mean, the full moon is actualized at 8:52 a.m. Monday morning. That's Eastern time, so, you know, 5:52 a.m. Pacific. And so definitely this is a full moon that you're going to feel Sunday night, you know, probably the most intensely. But both days, we are looking at climactic moments. Do you think about every year? So from this time last year until now, how far have you come with your income situation? Are you celebrating something that you've been working hard on, or have you achieved something you wanted to achieve? Maybe there's some recognition coming through with this over these days. Or maybe you're finalizing something or wrapping it up or having a breakthrough or ending it. I mean, this is about big, epic moments around your earning situation. Also, this is Taurus, so it is about what we value, being valued, the sense of value, and how you feel like you are in that game, you know. What's peaking for you with that? It rules our purchases, so you might be celebrating a major purchase you've made, or, you know, paying off the whatever card you use to make the purchase. You might be getting rid of a purchase maybe you bought something a while back and now you're getting rid of this object. It can be about a big peak around your possessions. Maybe you moved and you're finally getting all your possessions showing up at the new location, or you've rearranged the house for the holidays, or maybe you're selling a product or some of your stuff on, you know, Craigslist or something. I don't know. So it could be a big epic moment with that stuff as well. So we're kind of building to this over the weekend, definitely at its major peak Sunday into Monday. And, you know, do I really want to go deeper with some of this stuff? I guess I'll touch on it. You know, I think that there's just such a weighty energy going on out there right now as we're having such a dynamic shift with our energy, with the humanity here and what the direction we're taking. And a lot of it, again, goes back to the ongoing Saturn-Neptune square that we had that played out all of last year and culminated at the end of September and is just tearing away from each other, you know, as we speak. Neptune at the end of next week will finally go direct and really start to, you know, make another dynamic shift with that. But when we think about this year that we've been in and what it has brought us to, you know, you really want to remember, keep in mind that the last time we experienced this was back at the time of the Salem witch hunts, you know, back at the end of the 1600s, and that we are not going to experience it again for a very, very long time. I forget how many, 100 and some years, I think, but don't quote me on that one. I know it's a very long time. I can't remember because I wrote about it a while back. But, you know, so it's a very important period that we are just now, you know, starting to emerge from. And this period was meant to bring massive, deep changes in the psyche and really meant to awaken us on a spiritual level, but not just, you know, about spirit. When we talk about Neptune and Pisces, we're talking about spirit. We're talking about the actual spiritual connection that we have, that kind of magical intuition, that insight, that knowing. That veil between worlds, it's the mystic part of our soul that, you know, that we carry around here in these human bodies. And when we talk about Saturn in Sagittarius, the other side of the square, we're talking about the actual practice of our faith and what it is we truly believe in and how serious we are about those areas. And this square between the two things was meant to change us in some way and evolve us in some way as a group, as a whole, okay? So some of the things that are unfolding, you need to take a deep breath about and you need to realize that, you know, we're going through a massive dynamic shift here unlike anything that anybody's experienced in hundreds of years. And we need to keep our sanity about us and we need to trust in our higher power and trust in God. That, you know, that there is some guidance to all of this and more things will become clear the further out of this that we get. And so that's all I'm going to lecture anybody about. But it is in play in this week ahead, okay, because as we get to the end of the week and we get into that Mercury squaring Neptune, Mercury is from the, you know, in partnership with where Saturn was in that square. So the talks and the news and the decisions, and what we're writing and what we're meeting about, you know, is perpetuating where this whole cycle has taken us. And hopefully, you know, we have really evolved a little bit through this. And I know we're not clearly anywhere near to being done with it, but we are, you know, over the hump, so to speak. And I think there's quite a bit of interesting things going out there that are reflecting it. So when we look at the signs and what you guys can do in your week ahead, Aries, a really fantastic period opening up for you starting on Friday the 11th, which can highlight your career and really make it go a lot smoother or help you attract what you need in that arena. Also can help you with personal goals. If your personal goal is love or your personal goal is earning money or your personal goal is beauty themed or with women, this is a fantastic period for you guys. And then with those higher up people, the parent, you know, probably the mother, the boss, the judge, the mentor, teacher, director, whoever that higher up person is, Venus's placement through this area until December 6th is definitely going to help you, you know, smooth out rough edges, attract the good stuff, express the love, enjoy yourself there. So this starts on Friday the 11th. On Saturday the 12th, Mercury's entry into Sagittarius for Aries, you know, this is going to kick off that short spurt from then until December 2nd where you can get those meetings or you can pitch the idea or get into the talks or interview or audition or write things up or, you know, focus on sales or agreements that are about legal needs, travel plans, people at a distance, educational pursuits, weddings, religion, politics, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity. So all of these expansive areas are opening up for you, Aries, and you really do, if you need to sit down and talk with somebody about some of this or make a decision or sign something, then this is the time frame to circle. And in this week ahead, Monday into Tuesday, between the 14th and 15th, and especially on Tuesday, there's opportunity here that can really set things in motion, and it does involve one of those themes and the pursuit of your aspirations or what you're doing with a friend or a group or the internet, a gathering, astrology, charities, you know, social networking, something like that. So be proactive with that. And then between Thursday and Friday of next week, the 17th and 18th, these talks and meetings and agreements and decisions and all of that, with the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes, comes up against this Neptune energy in a square. So there's some kind of either fog or confusion, or there's some kind of deception or behind-the-scenes activity that may stump you, or you're challenging yourself in these areas when it comes to the romance or the artistry or artistic project, or the spiritual practices, or something, you know, that focuses on healing, addictions, hospitals, research, investigations, or, you know, projects that are going on behind closed doors. So expect a push, you know, towards the end of the week with those themes. And then with the full moon between the 13th and 14th, Aries, this is going to be big for you guys when it comes to your income situation, your possessions, your purchases, your product. So whether you are trying to finalize something, breakthrough, to wrap something up, to mark an ending, to celebrate, to achieve, you really want to work towards this because this is the energy gathering into a big climax for you over those subjects. It's a once-a-year phenom. So work with it, and you should be able to see something peaking there for you guys. For Taurus, Venus moving into into Capricorn on Friday the 11th kicks off this almost month-long cycle for you guys until December 6th. And this is where the good stuff should start to happen for Taurus. This can be where you are pursuing love, where you are making money, where women are kind of beneficial to you, or where beauty themes are beneficial. And it's playing out through travel for Taurus, through media and broadcasting and publishing and marketing for Taurus, through educational pursuits, you know, so get into the classroom or start teaching, right? Through legal agreements, through weddings, through religion and politics. So, you know, this is your area where you should be enjoying yourself more and seeing things flow your way if you show up for it. Then on Saturday the 12th, Mercury moves into Sag for Taurus. This is going to get you into more meetings and talks about sexuality, sexy attractions, reproductive needs, divorce, if you're on the flip side of that story. It's going to also, in a big way, focus you in talks and meetings and agreements and all that that are about the big financial stuff, not your income, but everything else, the loans, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, alimony, child support, commissions, royalties, any of this kind of thing, partners, money, you know. So this is when you can really, you know, open up the dialogue or make the choices, field the offers, sign agreements, in any of those areas, the personal side, the financial side. And then this week ahead, Tuesday the 15th is when it peaks, but Monday building into it, you might have some too. So I would circle Monday, Tuesday for the good stuff with this. So with the sexual attractions or reproductive needs, the divorce, the financial scenarios, you want to get in there and meet people or have those talks or make those decisions. And it links to activity around reaching goals or pursuing goals here that looks, you know, positive, beneficial. Also links positively to career momentum. Also links positively to higher up people you're trying to involve in the scenario. So powerful couple days for that. And then at the end of the week, there comes the challenge when it comes to this big financial topic or the sex life or the reproductive needs, divorce. I should include mortality issues, third-party scenarios. And the Thursday, Friday, 17th, 18th, the challenge here comes through friends or groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or has something to do with your personal aspirations, freedom, or original ideas here. So I'm not sure, you know, if there's some kind of boundary issue there or something that was going on that you weren't clear about, but you, or maybe you're just pushing yourself more. Maybe you're really trying to get that internet site up so that you can, you know, make the commissions or something like that. But you'll figure it out when you get to the end of the week. It's definitely going to be a pushing energy. And the full moon that builds on Sunday the 13th and peaks on Monday the 14th in the morning, for Taurus, this is you. This is in your sign. So really big couple days for you. Celebrate yourself. Be out there. People are going to notice you, you know. It could be about recognition for you. It can be about achievements for you. It can be about if you've been working to, you know, end something or wrap something up or finalize it, having to do with your body or your image or brand or name or title. You know, it can be about that as well. So really just show up, I guess. You can't probably mess this one up. Definitely looks like a big couple days for you guys. For Gemini, Venus is moving into Capricorn on Friday the 11th. Going to tour there until December 6th. And this is going to help the Geminis really start to enjoy the intimate moments more with a love relationship, or to find a love relationship that becomes intimate. Or it can help you really smooth out divorce issues or work with women or the income side of the divorce scenario a little better. It can help you with any of the big financial matters, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, alimony, commissions, or royalties, whatever, you know, again, via how it's affecting your income or the women involved. And it can also kind of help you with dealing with mortality issues or third-party scenarios as well. So, you know, this is where the pleasure principle is. This is where you can attract and enjoy what's happening. So I would figure out what it is you want and go for it in those areas. Mercury moving into Sag on Saturday the 12th is your relationship zone, Gemini. So, I mean, it's kind of you're getting a, you know, back-to-back whammy here that should go and make the next few weeks really nice for you. And this is going to be, sorry, I had some weird noise in the room. I just like, oh, wait, huh? Ooh, what? And then I felt like Karen there for a minute. Okay, so Gemini, you know, Mercury is showing up in this relationship zone on Saturday the 12th. It's going to tour there until December 2nd. This is definitely the time to meet somebody or to get in there and propose or pitch ideas or sign agreements or make sales or write things up or, you know, in any way communicate or choose regarding romantic partners, business partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, even dealing with competitors and opponents. You know, this is going to amplify all of this connecting over these weeks ahead. Tuesday the 15th, you have a peak opportunity here, and I believe this may show up on Monday the 14th as well, but Tuesday's the big day, and this will, again, focus you in on one of these key individuals and then allow some kind of action to take place through legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, wedding, religious, or political arenas. And then by the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, the 17th, 18th, you come up against some kind of challenge. So whether that's an obstacle you need to overcome, or this has to do with you challenging yourself to tackle more, again, you'll be in there with this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, advocate, competitor, opponent, whoever. And the challenge involves a goal you've set, a career situation, or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a director. So expect to, you know, be pushed, push yourself more on the plate on those couple days. the full moon that is building on Sunday the 13th, peaking early in the morning on Monday the 14th, is bringing a climax for Gemini in that mystical 12th house. So this can be something big going on with your research or an investigation or some project in development. It can be something big culminating with healing or an addiction or a hospital or another institution. It can be something big going on with that romantic tryst or romantic getaway or clandestine romance. It can have some kind of karmic past life ramification that is peaking in some way. It can be about your prayer or meditation or yoga or other spiritual practices, magical interests, psychic abilities, your art, you know, something big happening with film, music, painting, poetry, dance, sculpture. So quite a bit here that can be hitting the top for you guys. This is a time frame that is about, you know, finalizing things, wrapping things up, endings, achievements, celebrations, breakthroughs. So look for that. For Cancer, with Venus moving into Capricorn on Friday the 11th, this kicks in an almost month-long period up until December 6th where you really can start to think, see things going really well with relationships. And if you don't have relationships, it can help you attract them because Venus is the attractor. So, you know, when I'm talking about relationships, this period is going to help you with romantic partners or business partners, your clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, or how you deal with the competition or the opponents. And so you want to look for how Venus can play out here. Do you want to connect with these people about true love? Do you want to connect with these people about making money? Do you want to connect with these people about beauty? Or is there a female or the women in general theme going on here that you can pursue? So this is a really good time frame for you guys in what you're doing one-on-one with people. Mercury moving into Sagittarius on Saturday the 12th for Cancer. This kicks off several weeks up until December 2nd where you can get into way more talks, writing, interviews, auditions, agreements, sales, meetings, offers, decisions, think communication about work scenarios or health interests, about animals, about paperwork, organizing, cleaning, or about people you hire or coworkers. So, you know, getting into the details and really getting specific and simplifying and putting in the effort, you will really get a lot accomplished between Saturday the 12th and then December 2nd. In the week ahead, Monday building into Tuesday, Monday the 14th, Tuesday the 15th, there's opportunity here with this job or the work or the health or coworkers, hired help, cleaning, organizing, animals, paperwork. And it will lead to some kind of activity involving a financial topic or involving your sex life or divorce or a mortality issue or a third-party scenario. By the end of the week, by Thursday and Friday, the 17th, 18th, again, you're in those talks or meetings or offers or agreements, et cetera, with your work and health and animals and paperwork, on and on. But now you are seeing this squared, so some kind of challenge here thrown in your path or you challenging yourself to do more with the legal side of it or the travel plans or the educational side or the media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing side or the politics or religion or wedding side of things in the mix. So expect that. And the full moon that builds Sunday the 13th into Monday the 14th is bringing a big climax for Cancer, probably most likely feeling this Sunday night, but maybe on Monday too, as something comes through, wraps up, is celebrated, ended, achieved with a friend or your friends, with a group, with what you're doing online, with what you're doing with astrology or charities or gatherings. Or with personal aspirations or freedom or original ideas. So work towards what you want to see, you know, climaxing in those areas. For Leo, Venus heads into Capricorn Friday the 11th. This kicks off several weeks up till December 6th, where you can definitely be favored on the job or in the pursuit of work or with coworkers or hired help. with good things happening in your health arena or with animals or paperwork or getting organized and cleaning. You know, it doesn't sound super sexy, but Venus here is on your side helping you attract income flow or women who can benefit you, helping the love show up in the scenario, or any kind of beauty themes that might interlace with that. Things should go well in general here for you, so set goals in those areas. And then Mercury moves into Sag on the 12th, on Saturday. And so, Leo, this is really cool because this really starts to open up more talks and meetings, more offers and agreements and short trips and decisions about true love, about creative projects and interests, about children, and about fun, recreational, you know, pursuits. So, you know, you do want to get busy and chat with people, answer your phone, answer your emails, show up locally, because there's a lot of connection going on for you over these themes. In the week ahead, Monday the 14th into Tuesday the 15th, there's an opportunity aspect involved here. So the more you're out there meeting, talking, doing local things, writing, signing agreements, making sales, fielding offers about creativity, love, kids, fun, the better. And it links to action here involving a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, in some kind of, you know, open door arena here for you. And then by the end of the week, Thursday into Friday, the 17th into 18th, again, talks and meetings and news and decisions about lovers and kids and creativity and fun. But now the challenge is there's something in the sex life, the reproductive life, the divorce, the big financial situation, a mortality issue, or a triangle that you're kind of working your way through. So whether you're being challenged or you're challenging yourself to push for more here, that shows up Thursday into Friday, the 17th, 18th. The full moon that is building on Sunday the 13th and then Monday the 14th is big stuff happening for Leo on the career front or with a big personal goal you've been striving for or something you're dealing with a higher up authority type person like the boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher, director. So you really do want to kind of strive for finalizing things, wrapping them up, ending them, or celebrating and achieving and the recognition that's involved in the whole scenario when it comes to these goals or career moves or those authority types. For Virgo, Venus is moving into a very lovely place for you guys on Friday the 11th. It's moving into your house of true love, children, creative projects, and fun. So you got to love that. Venus is going to travel here until December 6th. So this really is going to help you attract the good stuff and smooth out the rough edges and bring, you know, love to all those aspects, love to your love life, love to the income flow, love to the, you know, the recreational and the kids and the beauty and all this. Venus will bring women on board who can help. Venus will bring, you know, creative income scenarios together. And it's just a really lovely time, and you guys deserve it. So enjoy that. Mercury moving into Sagittarius on Saturday the 12th is going to kick off several weeks up till December 2nd of more talks and meetings and, you know, talks, meetings, sales, agreements, decisions, offers that focus on your home. Maybe they're going on in the home or they're about the home. It can be about real estate deals or moves or renovations. It can also focus on family or parents or roommates or history, ancestry, your security needs. So really at the root of your chart, there's a lot you can connect about over these weeks ahead. And in this week ahead, Monday into Tuesday, the 14th to the 15th, there's opportunity here. So you do want to sit down with people or write it up or sign it or, you know, pick up the phone and talk about it, make those decisions, excuse me, about home and family and real estate and moves, renovations, parents, roommates. That this links favorably to opportunity with the paperwork, with the hired help, with the cleaning and organizing, with the job, with health scenarios, or the animals in the mix. And then by the end of the week, Thursday to Friday, the 17th to 18th, Virgo, again, you know, you're in there, talks, meetings, agreements, decisions about your home and real estate and family and parents, et cetera. But now you're in that square with Neptune. So there's some kind of challenge here involving a partner, the clients, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, the opponent. So whether you're being challenged because something's not clear here, or you're challenging yourself, you know, via this person, you know, you'll know. Just pace yourself a little bit towards the end of the week. And the full moon that builds on Sunday the 13th and peaks on Monday the 14th is about something epic, you know, coming to a head for Virgo with legal matters, educational pursuits, travel plans, people at a distance, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing interests, wedding plans, religion, or politics. So it is that expansive, higher-minded arena where any of these things that you've been working towards can be finalized now. They can come through, wrap up, and you can celebrate or achieve in these areas Sunday into Monday. Libra. Okay, Venus, your ruler, is moving into your home base on Friday the 11th. And this is a nice period for you guys all the way until December 6th. This is Venus showing up in the home, about the home, involved with real estate deals, moves or renovation, involved with roommates, family, parents, history, ancestry, security needs. So this can be a period where you're just enjoying these things a lot more. It can be a period where you're smoothing out things that have been bugging you or attracting what you need. It can be a period when there's more love in these areas or more income flow, or you're focused on the beauty and what you're doing to beautify those surroundings. Or there are more women. Maybe there's more women in and out of the home, or there's a specific woman you're focusing on. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's, you know, a mother figure. So any of this should go really well. You've got a nice period of this ahead of you. Mercury moving into Sagittarius on Saturday the 12th kicks off a period until December 2nd. For Libra, this is going to be in the communication zone. So the ruler of communication in the communication zone, really going to, wow, what do you think, amp up communications? So, you know, you're really going to expect more phone calls and emails and talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and short trips and writing and interviews and local activity. This same arena also focuses on your brothers and sisters and neighbors, as well as your vehicles and electronics. So you might have way more going on with that as well. So expect to be very chatty in these weeks. Monday going into Tuesday, the 14th through the 15th, this is very opportune. So if you need to talk to somebody or send out that message or, you know, sign something, get out there locally, whatever it is for you, circle those days, especially Tuesday the 15th. And this is attached to some kind of activity involving a creative project or creative interest that you're pursuing, anything recreational you're doing, anything in the name of love or with a lover, or anything involving kids. So, you know, yay, yay, and yay. And then by the end of the week, that Thursday through Friday, as you are again, and that's the 17th through 18th, again, as you're in those talks and meetings and agreements and short trips and local activities and hearing the news and making decisions, now you're in that square. So now we're challenging ourselves, or we are challenged to overcome something, and this will involve a work scenario, a coworker, the paperwork, a hired person that you're dealing with, or it can be about cleaning or organizing, or it can be about a health situation or interest, or the animals. So maybe you're motivating more about that at that point. Just give yourself a little bit more room because, you know, you've got this more stuff on your plate on those couple days. Then the full moon between the 13th and 14th, this is building on Sunday and peaking on Monday. For Libra, this is bringing something to a big peak for you guys. First and foremost, with something in the financial arena, not the income as much as all other finances. So you could be, you know, finalizing the insurance policy or the taxes or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or the alimony or child support, or you could be dealing with a loan or investment or commissions or settlements or royalties or partners money, you know, whatever the big financial theme might be. Secondly, this has a personal side, so there may be something climactic in your sex life. There could be something big happening with a divorce or a reproductive need, a mortality issue, or a third-party scenario. So in one of these areas, or maybe several, you should be seeing things coming through, wrapping up, ending, celebrated, achieved, you know, big epic peak stuff here for the year. For Scorpio, Venus enters Capricorn on Friday the 11th, which is a very good thing for your words, your mind, the meetings and talks and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions going on for you guys in the weeks ahead. This is going to last until December 6th. And besides all that communication and thought energy, this is also good for what's going on with brothers or sisters or neighbors, what's going on locally or with short trips, or what's going on with your vehicles or electronics. So in all of these areas, you want to pursue Venus, you want to pursue true love, or you want to pursue income opportunities, or you want to pursue what you can do with women, or how the beauty is involved in the scenario. So yay, this should be enjoyable. Mercury moving into Sagittarius on Saturday the 12th kicks off a few weeks of more communication, more talks and interviews and offers and agreements and sales and writing, etc., that will focus on income opportunities or what's going on with your possessions or products or what you're doing with purchases. So this is highlighted from Saturday the 12th until December 2nd, going to go by fairly quickly. So you do want to open up and connect with people about this. Definitely, so Monday going into Tuesday, and I think Tuesday is the peak day, that's the 14th to the 15th, when you can really see something, you know, through these talks or meetings or agreements or decisions with income, with possessions, with purchases, with products, and linking to activity kicking into place in the home, or about the real estate deals, the move, the renovation, or with the family, the parent, the roommate. So whatever that means to you guys, dive in there. And then at the end of the week, Thursday to Friday, the 17th, 18th, you come up against the challenge. Now, the challenge is either you being challenged or you challenging yourself. Again, in there, talking, meeting, making decisions about earnings and purchases and possessions and products. But the challenge side of this is with a creative process or interest or project, with a lover or your love life, with the children, or with a recreational situation. So expect to be busier or under the gun with something here at the end of the week. The full moon that builds on Sunday the 13th and peaks on Monday the 14th. For Scorpio, this is relationship energy. So this is the time of the year when you can finalize something with someone. You can end it. You can wrap something up you've been working on with this person. You can celebrate with this person. You can see achievements or recognition or breakthroughs with this person. It is about peak energy. And the relationship is most likely with a romantic partner or a business partner, your clients, your specialists, your agent, your attorney or other representative, or with a competitor or opponent. Sagittarius, when we talk about Venus moving into Capricorn on Friday the 11th, this is really going to set things up for you guys to get into the flow and start to enjoy yourself more, attract more good things around your income scenario, around your what you're doing with your possessions or your products, or around purchases. You may be really feeling like making those luxury purchases during this time, or buying objects of affection during this time, right? So we're thinking about Venus in the mix. So this is about love, you know, the purchases are for love, or the income is expressing the love, or the possessions of love, et cetera. or this is about women that you're focused on here who can help you, or that is at the hub of what you're doing. It can be about income with your purchases and possessions. So maybe you're buying something to help you make money, you know. And beauty themes, you know, a great time to buy new wardrobe, new whatever you buy to beautify yourself or your space, new art, right? So you've got that there until the 6th of December. Then on Saturday the 12th, as Mercury moves into your sign, this is really kind of also a wonderful event for you because it gives you the gift of gab. It makes you the center of people's thoughts and talks and meetings. It helps you articulate what it is you need when it comes to your body or your image, your brand or your name, your title or your identity, some personal desire you're going after. So it is the time to get into talks and meetings. It is the time to sign agreements or make sales or write things up or propose the idea, you know. And so you can expect to get into this starting on Saturday the 12th. In the week ahead, you know, Monday into Tuesday, the 14th to the 15th, we have opportunity around this for you. So answer your phone, look at your emails, get into the meeting or interview, sign your agreement, show up. And it leads to, you know, it connects with Mars. So there's action or passion going on here through these communications or offers or decisions. And also through anything that might be going on with local activities or short trips or involve your vehicles or electronics or your brothers or sisters or neighbors. The writing, the agreements, the sales, you know, is amplified with this. It just looks very, you know, proactive and positive. By the end of the week, by Thursday and Friday, the 17th to 18th, again, you know, you're in there talking, making decisions, a meeting about you and your needs, or you're hearing from people about what's going on with you. But now you have that challenge. So either there's an obstacle to overcome or you're challenging yourself. And this involves the home or the family, the parent, the roommate, a real estate deal, a renovation, a move. So expect to be, you know, in the thick of that Thursday, Friday, the 17th, 18th. The full moon builds on Sunday the 13th and peaks on Monday the 14th. And for Sagittarius, this is about some kind of big culmination with your job or a work scenario, with coworkers or people you've hired, with paperwork, organizing, cleaning, with any kind of health issue or health pursuit, with anything involving animals. So quite a lot there that you can see finalized over these days, or breakthroughs or celebrations or endings, you know, some kind of big epic moment in one or more of those areas. For Capricorn, Venus is moving into your sign, baby. It's starting on Friday the 11th. So, hey, it's just lovely, lovely, lovely to be you guys right now. Venus is going to stay all the way until December 6th. So this is just a wonderful time to be adored, to feel the love from others, to express the love yourself, to feel, you know, at the height of your attraction. And you will be able to attract more during this period. You can smooth things out by just showing up and being you. Gotta love it, right? Venus in your sign can help you beautify your body, your image, your brand. It can help you, you know, bring women on board who are good for you. It can help you with your income needs and desires as well. And so, yeah, nice time for the Capricorns. Mercury moving into Sagittarius on Saturday the 12th. For Capricorn, this is going to take up residence in that mystical 12th house, the kind of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on. So from the 12th of November until December 2nd, you know, more talks and meetings, more short trips and agreements and sales and writing and decision-making going on over your creative artistic interests, like with film or music or dance or painting and et cetera, or any of your spiritual practices. With romance, you know, romantic getaways or clandestine romance or karmic past life unions. It could also be about healing, dealing with addictions, hospitals, other institutions. It can be about research and development. So really whatever you can kind of pull off behind the scenes, more talks in private, you know, more kind of strategizing during this period, favorable for you guys. In the week ahead, Monday to Tuesday, the 14th into the 15th, this is very favorable, very opportune, whichever one of those topics you're in there discussing or thinking about, because it links to some kind of action involving purchases, possessions, products, or your income. So, you know, whatever you can go for there you want to. By the end of the week, Thursday through Friday, the 17th through 18th, the challenge comes into play. The challenge is going to, you know, either be an obstacle to overcome or something you're challenging yourself about, an agreement or a sale or the writing or the vehicles or electronics, the brothers, sisters, neighbors, short trips, local activities, or just the communication itself and choices you're making. So plan on being in the thick of that by the end of the week. The full moon that builds on Sunday the 13th and peaks on Monday the 14th is about something very big climaxing for Capricorn in your love life or with a lover, with children, with creative projects or pursuits, or with recreational interests. So in one of those four areas, or maybe several of them, you should be able to finalize something or see a breakthrough or wrap things up or mark endings or celebrate the big thing happening or make that achievement, you know, come through. So work towards what that is Sunday into Monday. For Aquarius, Venus is moving into that magical, mystical, behind-the-scenes arena for you starting on Friday the 11th. So, you know, all the way until December 6th. This means love is more private or clandestine or fantastical or fantasy-oriented or, you know, secretive in some way. It means that income can be focused on your artistic pursuits or spiritual practices or dealings with institutions or the research and development you're doing during this period. It can mean that women, you're connecting with women behind the scenes in one of these arenas, or that there's beauty themes playing out at the hospital or with, you know, the spiritual practice or the romance and et cetera, et cetera. So kind of a magical time, also a kind of a surreal time. Aquarius is, you'll do just, I should be actually, a very pleasurable time in those areas. Mercury moving into Sagittarius on Saturday the 12th. This is going to kick off a few weeks up till December 2nd. Where Aquariuses are going to be, you know, kind of in the thick of the social scene, because this is going to mean more talks and meetings and invitations and short trips and, you know, agreements and sales and writing and ideas and offers and decisions involving your friends or your group activities or the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking, anything social, social, social. So expect to, you know, connect with as many people as you can during that time. In the week ahead, Monday the 14th into Tuesday the 15th, with Tuesday the 15th being the big day, there is real opportunity here for you with these friends or groups or the internet or astrology, charities, gatherings, social networking direction. And really connects to you, Aquarius, because it's with, you know, Mars in your sign. So you can be very active or passionate or motivated on this day or those 2 days, doing something that is good for you. And then by the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, the 17th through 18th, we come up to the square with Neptune. So there is a challenge here. Either you have an obstacle to overcome or you're challenging yourself, again, stemming from your talks or meetings or agreements and offers, et cetera, with those friends and groups, internet, astrology, charities, gatherings. And now this challenge links in with your income scenario or your possessions or products or a purchase or purchases. The full moon is peaking between Sunday the 13th, Monday the 14th. This is about something big finally culminating for you guys with your home, with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parent, the roommates, you know, something there at the core root of your chart, finalizing, breaking through, wrapping up, ending, celebrated, achieved, epic peak moment for you with something there. Pisces, Venus is moving into Capricorn on Friday the 11th. Pisces, this kicks off several weeks that should be really good weeks for you guys, all the way till December 6th, where some good things can happen with anything social you're doing. And really, you want to focus on your friends and your associates. You want to focus on what you're doing with groups and what you're doing online. Any interest you have in astrology or any charities you're involved with or you want to get involved with. Go to parties, attend events, go to gatherings, you know. This is where it's at for you guys and where it's at for Venus, you know. So you want to look for love there, or you want to express the love you feel about it, or you want to look for income opportunities there, or you want to, you know, focus on the women and how they're, you know, making you feel good or helping you out in these areas. And there can also be beauty themes playing out here that are going well. So, you know, that's your time. Mercury moving into Sag on the 12th on Saturday kicks off a cycle that lasts until December 2nd. So this brings you into more talks and meetings, agreements, sales, writing, decisions, offers that focus on big personal goals or focus on your career direction or involve authority figures like a boss, a judge, a mentor, a teacher, a parent. So goals, career, authority figures, lots of communication and decisions over these next couple weeks. In the week ahead, Monday the 14th into Tuesday the 15th, there's opportunity here. So you want to show up or write it up or ask for it or hear about it, make your choices, talk about it when it comes to the goals, the career, the authority figures. It leads to some kind of action going on behind the scenes, in strategies, with research or investigations, with a karmic past life union or a romance, with your artistic project or spiritual practices, or with healing, dealing with addictions or hospitals or karma. So, yeah, a lot, right? But really, you know, open door here. By the end of the week, by Thursday, Friday, the 17th to 18th, the challenge arrives. So whether there's an obstacle for you to overcome or you're challenging yourself, again, you're in there, you know, hearing the news or in the talks or meetings or agreements or sales or writing or decision-making about your goals, about the career, or about or with that authority figure. But the challenge comes from you, Pisces. It's about you, or it's, you know, involves your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your needs, what you're going for at this time. So there may be, maybe there's a little confusion or fog here around the end of the week, or maybe you're just feeling super inspired and pushing yourself higher, harder. but whichever one it is, you know, give yourself a little bit more leeway because you're going to be busier with this at the end of the week. The full moon that builds Sunday the 13th into Monday the 14th, this is in your third house, Pisces. So something big is finalizing or coming through. You know, there's big high point celebration or wrap up here. This can be about a really important talk or some news or offer you've been waiting on. It can be about an agreement. It can be about a big sale or an interview or audition. It could be about an offer or a proposal. It can be about something you're doing locally or through a short trip, you know, that's reaching its height at this point. It can be about something big happening with a brother, sister, or neighbor. Also something big involving vehicles or electronics. So you have a nice long list there, Pisces. Maybe you'll have several things, you know, peaking at this time. But again, is about, you know, wrapping things up, ending something, or about achievements and celebrations in those arenas so you work towards what you want to see happen here. So that's our week, guys. It's Zoe Moon. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. I'll be back next week, God willing, and talking to you about what's happening then. I hope you have a great week ahead. Have a good one.